Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman in his guise of Clark Kent, accompanied by young Jimmy Olsen, responds to a mysterious telephone call. A call that was suddenly cut off by a cry of pain.
Are you sure the call came from Pop Klein, Mr. Kent?
Uh-huh. Is that his candy store on the right there?
Oh, yeah, next to the Chinese laundry.
Oh, okay, driver, right here. Here you are, driver. Keep the change.
Thanks, Mike.
Out you go, Jim.
Okay. When do you meet old Pop, Mr. Kent? He's the nicest, sweetest guy you'd ever want to know.
That's so?
Give you the shirt off his back.
Think he'll remember you?
Oh, sure. Wait and see.
Nobody here.
He must be in the back where he lives. He comes out when he hears the bell.
Jim!
Hey, don't scare me like that.
Jim, here's a nickel. Get on the phone and tell the operator to have an ambulance sent here at once.
Huh?
Then call police headquarters. Get Sergeant Malloy if you can. Tell him to hurry down.
Oh, leaping lizards, what's up?
Pop Klein's in that back room, Jim, but he's not coming out. He's been hurt. He may be dead.
Say, we better warn you good and plain. Any day now, your Gyrocket offer is going to close on the air.
Correct. Here's the lowdown. Recently, Kellogg's Pep offered you a Gyrocket, a sensational flying rocket model that streaks right from your hand high into the sky.
Right. And requests poured in even after the closing date. So to give everybody a fair chance, we reopened the offer, and the response was even more terrific.
Fact is, the supply may run out any time, so send for your Gyrocket now.
Remember, this Gyrocket is almost half a foot long and every inch businesslike. The streamlined body is sleek and slender, a brilliant blue or yellow or red.
And the metal propeller at the stern of the rocket packs it with power.
Right, and launching's a cinch. Because you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. With a flick of your wrist, you can zoom the Gyrocket into the air, up over the treetops.
Now remember, this terrific offer is back in the air for a limited time only. So don't say we didn't warn you.
To get your Gyrocket, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. Do it now, or you'll miss out on the fun and excitement.
Remember, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, plus a dime and a nickel and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, The Adventures of Superman.
All right, Kent, what's the story? How'd you happen to get mixed up in this?
Phone call, Sergeant. Pop Klein called me at the Daily Planet, but before he could tell me anything, I heard him cry out, and the connection was cut. Jimmy here knew the location of the store, so we hopped a taxi and came down. Found the old man on the floor in the back room, pretty well beaten up.
Was he unconscious when you got here?
No, he passed out a few minutes before the ambulance arrived.
Did he say anything?
Yes, he said the man who beat him up wanted him to put nickel punch boards in his store.
Yeah, crooked ones.
Yeah, most of them are crooked. Any description?
Uh-huh. Big and heavy set with small eyes and thick lips. Called himself Muscles.
Muscles McGraw, one of Joe Solitaire's boys.
Who's Joe Solitaire?
Ever heard of Slippery Joe?
No.
Afraid not.
Well, he runs a gambling ship anchored offshore. Used to be top man in the slot machine racket. But when that went out, he started this punch board gimmick. Stealing nickels from kids.
Oh, why isn't it stopped?
There's only one way to stop this racket, Kent. From the top. Get Joe Solitaire and the racket dies.
Thanks, Sergeant.
Thanks for what?
The good advice. We're going to get Joe Solitaire. Chief, according to the police, Joe Solitaire's got his crooked punch boards in 5,000 candy stores. most of them near school. What? Figuring the lowest average take of 50 cents in each store, that adds up to $2,500 a day, more than $15,000 a week.
Oh, great Scott, Kent, that's incredible.
Yes, but what's even more important, these punch boards develop gambling habits in youngsters. Habits that often lead to more serious things.
George, you're right there.
As the new mayor of Metropolis, you've got to stop this racket and stop it fast.
You're right. I'll call a special meeting of the city council for 10 tomorrow morning, and we'll stop it. It's all set, Kent. The police department's been ordered to go all out to clean the city of punch boards.
Oh, swell, Chief. Now we've got to give this publicity.
Right. That's your job.
Declares war on Joe Solitaire.
Meanwhile, 3 miles off Metropolis Harbor, safely out of reach of the law, the gambling ship Lady Luck, a palatial 200-foot yacht, rides at anchor ablaze with lights. In the main salon, the low hum of voices mingles with the clicking of roulette wheels and the hushed rattle of dice rolling across a green felt-covered table. But in a cabin on the upper deck of the yacht, all is silent. There, a man is seated alone at a table, playing a game of cards known as solitaire. He is short and somewhat ugly. His thin, glossy black hair is plastered down on his egg-shaped skull. His eyes pop out like a frog's. They are gray and watery, and they look like large, peeled white grapes. His name, taken from the game of cards he constantly plays, is Joe Solitaire. Over and over again, he slips cards from the deck in his left hand and turns them face up, trying to fill in the pattern laid out on the table in front of him. He is so intent on the game that he fails to look up even when a knock sounds on the door of his cabin.
Who is it?
It's me, boss, Muscles.
Come in.
Eddie brought the papers on his last trip out, and I figured...
Close the door and keep quiet for a minute. Got a winning combination here.
Okay.
What do you want?
Eddie brought the late papers on his last trip out.
What do they say?
The Daily Planet's hitting the punch boards harder than ever. The cops clean out 500 stores today. But don't worry, boss. We'll get them back in.
What else?
The Planet says the old guy I give it going over to is going to die. They're telling me.
What are you laughing about?
Well, I'm laughing because it's funny.
Oh, so you think it's funny. How many times do I have to tell you that dead storekeepers can't take punch boards?
Oh, now, wait a minute. You said yourself to Roughhouse.
I said Roughhouse, not kill. Roughhouse, don't you know what the word means?
So I hit him a little too hard.
You stupid, ignorant fool. Don't you have a brain in your head? Stanzan tells me he hit him a little too hard.
What are you worrying about? This ain't gonna last. They got a new mayor, so they're putting on a show.
New mayor happens to be Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet. He's not putting on any show. It means business.
Nah, in a couple of weeks it'll blow over.
This won't blow over unless we blow it. When does Eddie make his next trip into shore?
20 minutes.
Tell him to wait. I'm going to write a letter to the new mayor. I want Eddie to mail it.
What are you going to write him?
I think maybe I'll ask him to come out here and talk things over with me. I think maybe we can make a deal.
What kind of a deal?
Kind you think, idiot. Kind I always make. A good deal.
Running his manicured hands over the playing cards scattered on the table, Joe Solitaire smiles. His definition of a good deal means trouble for someone. We'll return in just a moment to find out for whom. So keep listening.
Now decide quickly how many gyrockets you want from Kellogg's Pep. Because we can't guarantee how long the supply will last.
Yes, sir. We reopened this swell gyrocket offer to take care of the thousands of requests that came in postmarked after the original offer closed. We wanted to give everybody a fair chance. And the response was sensational. Many are sending for not just one gyrocket, but another and another.
Remember, this gyrocket is a terrific flying rocket model. A gyrocket you can launch right from your hand. A gyrocket almost half a foot long that you zoom into the sky, up over the treetops. Listen to this.
The gyrocket has a sleek, streamlined wooden body. Brilliant red or yellow or blue.
At the stern of the rocket, a steel propeller develops maximum thrust. A flick of your wrist and off it soars, streaking into the sky.
Remember, the gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but a solid steel and wood model, sturdy enough for hundreds of launching. And it comes complete with a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher.
Now listen, send for several gyrockets. Then you've got perfect Christmas presents you can give to friends in your crowd.
Right. For each gyrocket you order, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, this offer's back on the air for a limited time only. So act now, because you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus a dime and a nickel, together with your name and address clearly printed, to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. Do it now. This offer's limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
It is early the following evening. Harry White, now mayor of Metropolis, has received Joe Solitaire's letter. It's a cleverly worded letter, indicating that the gambler and racketeer is willing to discuss dropping the punchboard racket, but that he cannot come ashore for fear of arrest. Unable to contact Clark Kent, who is covering the efforts of police raiding squads to clean the crooked punchboards out of candy stores, Harry White has invited Lois Lane to accompany him out to the gambling ship. As we join them now, they are seated in Joe Solitaire's upper deck stateroom. In his hands, he holds a deck of cards, which he riffles at annoying intervals. Harry White is concluding a conversation with the ugly little racketeer.
Well, let's leave it this way, Solitaire. Either you get your dirty punchboards out of Metropolis, or we'll get them out for you. And if you ever set foot in the city limits, I'll send you to jail for life.
And he's not kidding, Mr. Solitaire.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I remember that.
Let's go, Lois.
Okay, Chief.
Launch is waiting to take you ashore. The attendant on deck will lead you to the gangplank. Good night, Miss Lane, Mr. White.
Good night.
All right, Muscles. Come out from behind the screen.
I thought you was going to make a deal.
Shut up and listen. When Eddie gets off with him in the launch, you take the speedboat. Circle around, come up ahead of them. Before they reach the channel, boy, open up the speedboat wide and cut the launch in two.
Hey, are you kidding?
No. The speedboat has a sharp metal bow. You can slice a launch in half like cream cheese.
Yeah, but what about Eddie?
One of these days you'll learn the world is full of Eddies.
You mean you're going to knock him off, too?
Why not? Getting two for one, it'll stack up better with the cops that way. Go ahead, Muscles.
Reaching for the deck of cards, Joe Solitaire begins flipping them over. He hesitates for a moment as the ace of spades, the death card, comes face up. A faint smile creases his pale lips as he places it in position on the table.
I can't lose this one.
Gang, whatever you do, don't miss the opening of tomorrow's episode in this exciting racket-busting story. When out of the darkness, a speedboat with a sharp metal bow will thunder down on the launch carrying Perry White and Lois Lane. Be sure to listen tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 2 of this thrill-packed story on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
At this time, the Kellogg Company, makers of Pep and the cast of Superman, send you our very best Thanksgiving wishes. To all of you and your families, happy Thanksgiving. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.